This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with Exit Interview. I believe this is Exit Interview number 6 for the Challenge USA. And we have got an interesting one here today as we're going to talk to our old friend Derek X and Shannon from Love Island here today in just a moment here with us to talk about them. Of course, the co-host of the Challenge Wrap Up, it's Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
Doing great. Looking forward to talking to another BB23. They've been scattered all over the exit.
Well, there's been so many.
There was like seven
of them in the cast. Half the cast from BB23 was there. So we'll talk to another one here today. Good episode of the challenge last night. Maybe not the high of last week's episode. Maybe the wildest one of the season.
Yeah, it can't all be 10s out of 10s. You need some 6 7s out of 10s to make the 10 out of 10s be the 10 out of 10s. Can't all be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, check out Brian and Allie on the Challenge Wrap Up later on today after you listen to this. And then, of course, if you want to see the video here of our exit interview, you can check it out on our YouTube channel at robhaswebsite.com/YouTube. Okay, we've got Derek and Shannon on the line. Let's go ahead and bring in our interview with them. Derek and Shannon, you're here with Rob and Brian for RHAP. Of course, very sad to see the two of you go out from the challenge. You're both very fun to have on the season. Shannon, how much did your injury hold you back in the elimination?
I think the injury held me back a lot just because it was running on sand. So I wasn't on like a blacktop or anything like that. I did numb it a lot. I went to medic. I had medicine. I was rubbing Tiger Balm on it. I think that it was like my height disadvantage that like really hurt the elimination, just because the poles were like upwards of 10 feet high and I couldn't reach. So, Derek actually had to build like a stepping stone ladder for me to climb up with the tires. That was not stable. I was actually falling off.
Okay, look, I was working with very limited materials, okay? I just really quick on the Tiger Balm. Shannon was bathing in Tiger Balm the entire day. Literally anytime I saw her, she was holding a jar of it. And she was like, yeah, you know, I really think this should help. But I was like, Shannon, we're so screwed.
It just wasn't going to help. I was actually hoarding it. I would steal it from the medic and like hide it in my bunker like commissary in prison. Like, and no one was touching
it. For real.
Shannon, I'd love to know from you, obviously the challenge is a very physical game, but there's obviously a big social component. So if you found yourself in this house single this time around, this next time around, how would you change your game plan or strategy, or how you go about this season?
I think if I was on the show and I was single, I would have a lot of different politicking. I feel like some of the girls had that advantage of being single on the show where they were able to kind of flirt with the other guys, sway their perspectives on certain alliances. And I just was not able to do that at all. So if I was single going forward on a different show, I would obviously, you know, flirt around a little bit. I mean, nothing crazy, like, but I think it would have definitely changed, my social game a bit.
And it's like, yeah, I'd have all these guys under my thumb for sure if I was single.
Derek, we saw on the show that Alyssa referred to you as her number one more than a few times on the show. Was that feeling mutual from your perspective?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Alyssa was like my number one going into the show, and it stayed that way throughout. There was like some that episode, they saved me. I had some pretty ugly cry scenes. Like when I got eliminated, I was looking at Alyssa and I started tearing up, like talking about like, you know, our game together. And then also after show even finished, I was doing my post show interview and I was like looking to the camera doing my confessional. And I started talking about our game together. I started crying again. I was like, dude, I was like, this is going to be like 40 minutes of me crying.
Yeah, well, they put all my other guys in there. I was like, what the heck? Where's Derek's edit? Like, where's him crying? Like, ugly cried.
I felt bad for Alyssa. Like, Alyssa ugly cried. I was like, this is rough.
And Derek, off that, we saw Alyssa make like her big move taking out Xavier. We saw you, it seemed like at the last minute you were trying to talk her out of it at the elimination. Like, don't do it. Were you upset that she went through with the move? Like, what was your reaction to that big decision?
Oh, I was lit that it worked. I was only upset if it wasn't going to work because I was like, dude, I sleep next to X. You sleep under X on the same bunk. So like, we're going to have to like relocate to like a different room. I'm going to need personal security 24/7. So I was just scared of if the move didn't work. But after it did, I was like, hindsight 2020, let's go. This is perfect. This is genius.
Can you both talk a little bit about like what the vibe was at the house? Things looked very tense after last week's elimination, after Sarah and Leo ended up coming back into the house. It seemed like that the lines were drawn in the sand. Can you tell us a little bit about the vibe and which side of that line were you two on?
I mean, you could cut the tension with a knife. When I tell you, like, it was half the challengers on one side of the house, literally, and the other half in a different room. Like, we didn't even see each other. I didn't know where to go because I didn't want Sarah to hate me. I was closer to Tyson, but I didn't want to get on Sarah's bad side. And I was kind of that wild card where you never really knew where I was going to be at. So I stayed out of it completely. I was like, are you all right? Are you all right? Okay. Well, I didn't do it. Derek.
No, like getting back from Sarah's elimination, like the vibe was scary. We had a literal personal security guard, not from the, like, not one of us, like an actual security guard sleeping with us that night. So do 24/7 watch inside the compound.
Why? Like they were afraid that Sarah was going to hurt somebody.
Like, I don't want to say any names, but like, yeah, we were scared of
Ben. Ben was pacing back and forth. I thought if I talked to him, he was going to throw a punch. Like, I love Ben. He is literally the best person ever. I just think tensions were running really high and they just wanted a precaution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tensions were high, like jokingly, but also like not jokingly. You know, I was on the side of the house with like Tyson, Kylan, and everyone else. And we were just kind of like joking around in the living room. At one point, I was like, I kind of need to go to the bathroom. And I think Kylan was like, well, you know, we can't go by yourself, right? You need a buddy system. Find your buddy.
Yeah. A lord of the latrine, if you will. Yeah.
Literally, I was like, can someone like announce this? So it's publicly, if I don't come back, we just know on record, I went to the bathroom.
Were you too surprised to be tossed in? Because, you know, for a while we saw a lot of show loyalty. And here, obviously, for you, Derek, David didn't have that same level of loyalty there. So were you surprised to be tossed in going into the elimination?
Honestly, like, not at all. Like, Desi, having talked to her now, confirmed kind of like what I thought in the game. She was going to say my name immediately. Like, it was me all day for her. And I had a sense that it was that. So I literally was only talking to David up until like 6 p.m. the day of the elimination. And in the last hour, I was like, oh, wait, I need to talk to Desi too. So I was really trying to pitch to David the entire time. And I thought he could have done something wild, you know, who knows what David is going to do. And when David kind of like wasn't coming around to it, I was like, it's probably going to be us. And then they actually confirmed it for us and pulled us aside before elimination saying they're going to throw us in. So it was kind of like written in stone at that point.
At what point did you two realize that the stacking was going to be an issue? And what did you try to do to fix that problem?
Bro, literally when TJ blew the horn, I was like, oh, I think the stacking got fucked up. Like, as I was going, I was like, oh, I think we're in such a lead that I feel like I can like fix the stack in the end and like, we'll be fine. It was so messed up because like we had all the tires off first. Like in hindsight, you know, it's like really is 2020. What my original strategy was is like, because Shannon couldn't reach the top of the stacks, I wanted to compensate for the height disadvantage by making me stack upwards and then she could stack around. So she was building the base while I was stacking up. This way she would never have to put the tires at the very tallest heights. And it just ended up not working.
It feels like in the beginning of the season, there was a lot more fun vibes in the house. You guys are going out more. I feel like we haven't seen like the going out part. And has that not happened in the last few weeks? Did they just stop letting you guys go out?
We went out after every single challenge. We went out every single one, whether mandatory. We were limping. We were sore. That's the last place we wanted to be was the bar. And I don't know why they're not showing it. They only showed the one first episode when it was my birthday. Yeah.
That's probably because we're all passed out at this club, sitting down, not doing anything. They're like, we have no footage from this.
Last week, I know that Azza and Cinco were talking about a mystery that had been going on in the house. Did either of you, are you aware of this? And do you have any other information that can help people trying to uncover this mystery?
Derek, if this is the same mystery that I'm thinking of, but I'm not saying any names. But this was a staged incident.
Oh, okay.
Meant to be done as a prank.
Okay.
That ended up getting taken way too far. But honestly, it was a lot of fun. Like, I was framing people. I put like birth control next to Justine's bed. I was like, "What, Justine? Why do you have this? Why do you have birth control here? Anyone else see this? Anyone seeing this?"
Oh my god!
We started placing other condoms around the house. So that was honestly, I was shocked they didn't edit that in because I thought it was going to be hilarious.
Okay, all right, Brian. Anything else?
No, that's it. I hope you guys I hope you guys make the jump to the challenge properly. I think you both were great, so I would love to keep seeing you more of you.
You're both so fun. I hope we have the chance to see you on television again at some point in the future. That would be really great. But thank you for making some time to talk with us today.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, Brian, there you have it. Derek X and Shannon. And boy, we got to the bottom of some mysteries. Boy, Derek X seemed to know a lot about the condom gate from last week.
Yeah, the keeper of the condom for old Derek X. He knows all.
Yeah, but they're very fun to talk to, and some interesting info about everything that went on, how tense it was after that, even more so than we got to see on the show.
Yeah, look out for Ben. Don't piss off Ben. Don't do it.
Yes. Well, this I know. And then also, good insight into everything else that's going on. So, again, another fun week of exit interviews. Brian, I know you and Allie already got together for this week. What can we hear when we listen to the challenge wrap up this week?
Well, we broke down the whole episode. Not a lot to discuss, really. I mean, we broke down the big decision to send in Derek X and Shannon. But, you know, setting the stage for the back half of the season. I think we're really primed for a really strong finish as we get closer to the final here.
Yeah. Did you come to the conclusion that the algorithm is indeed not fixed after this week?
I've been on that train for a while. I don't want to hear the conspiracy theories about all of it. Once Tyson and Sarah weren't matched up, that put that to bed. This is strictly business algorithm.
Yeah, and no complaining about the algorithm.
Yeah. Well, what is CBS and TV at the game to fix the algorithm? What are they going to do? Just let it be random.
I already had this person. Come on, knock it off.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So, Brian, where can people keep up with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at @CohenBrian_. Watch me melt down about the Yankees and then watch the challenge.
That's been so good. It's been so fun.
Yeah. Disagree.
All right. And then make sure you subscribe to our challenge podcast feed over at robhasawebsite.com/challengefeed. And of course, we'll be back with Big Brother tonight and everything else over at robhasawebsite.com. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.